That's RN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Senate was back in session this evening and held votes on two bills to fund the government, and both failed. So the shutdown continues. Tomorrow will be day seven. One of the sticking points is extending health care subsidies, and President Trump said late today the two sides are discussing that issue.
We are speaking with the Democrats, and some very good things could happen with respect to health care.
However, the top two Democratic leaders in Congress denied that there are any negotiations with the White House. Senator Chuck Schumer says President Trump needs to step in.
Frankly, what should happen now is this. The president should lean on Speaker Johnson to relent on his extreme refusal to negotiate. It's not a sustainable position for the Speaker to literally shut the entire House down and not do anything to solve this crisis.
In the meantime, the shutdown continues. Egypt is hosting Israeli-Hamas peace talks on the eve of the second anniversary of the Gaza War. Speaking with Salem Radio military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis said he hopes at least one point will be quickly agreed upon.
I would hope that there would be a movement toward the release of hostages, and that's something that everyone is concerned about. You know, I think that it's going to be a harder nut to crack with regard to what the future of Hamas is, whether or not it's going to allow to exist and, you know, move outside of Gaza.
President Trump has ordered approval of a proposed 211-mile road through an Alaska wilderness. This will allow mining of copper, cobalt, gold, and other minerals. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 pushed higher in today's trading, both reaching new all-time highs, while the Dow dropped 63 points. This is SRN News. For the first time ever, scientists have created early-stage human embryos taken from people's skin cells. On his podcast, The Briefing, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary President Dr. Albert Mohler warned of the moral dangers.
You alienate having a baby from the proper context of marriage, guess what? You have just brought on moral risk beyond our imagination. And so all of a sudden this sounds like science fiction. It sounds like some kind of disaster, you know, apocalyptic tale. Well, you know what? Once you say we're going to redefine human reproduction, guess what? You have redefined human reproduction. And you can't say we're going to do it a little bit. Turns out you're going to open the door for just about everything else.
Supporters of this scientific work say it could help women who are infertile or same-sex couples have babies with their own genes. Mohler cautioned how close we are to moral disaster. This is SRN News. Flag football is turning pro ahead of the upcoming LA Games.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, the demand is there, end quote, at the stateside college and international university level. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Major League playoffs roll on with the division series matchups on baseball. Philadelphia, the Phillies and Dodgers facing off right now in game two. Philly leads the series after winning game one. And then later tonight, the Brewers host the Cubs. Milwaukee took the first game. More details at srnnews.com.